question, but was there anyone else who hasn't asked? Don't be shy. Okay, Ripley, all right.
Did you put a tape in?
Yeah, yeah. We're going. Oh, tape, okay. Oh,
anything.
Please, don't be shy. Just, you can say anything. Brian, all right.
I don't know why you say that crap about Brian. You know, you're worse than those fruitcakes who think that Dick Cheney, you know, wearing the basement of. If those plans were adequate bombs, I mean, I didn't see it until the last 9/11 because I happened to be in jail. I don't watch TV, you know. And I saw it, and then I realized why nobody buys into that 9/11 truth crap, because they saw that gigantic explosion. It was just enormous.
Okay, so you mentioned the Gaia thing. Remember, when I talk about something, I don't approve of it. But I got to use words when I talk to you. I got to use models. Yeah. I brought in the Gaia metaphor because I assumed he might be aware of it, or the audience is, to supplement the point I was making. Still doesn't mean I made my point, the real point. So don't assume that I believe in anything I'm talking about here.
No, the way Bob usually starts his lectures, anything I don't say tonight, I meant to say.
Yeah. I include all the opposing opinions in what I would say every time. Yeah. I only got one moment.
Okay, anyone else who hasn't said anything, don't be shy. You know, or any other, anybody else?
Eli.
Well, first, Eli has made a film that's on YouTube about Bob's tour in what year?
In 2005.
Eli 2005.
He's my greatest fan.
In
Eli.
L.A., there's a YouTube. And how do they get to it, Eli? Put in
DEF CON Bob.
Just put DEF CON Bob. Three words.
Did you select the Phineas White quote? Because that was a brilliant, you know,
I came up with that?
Yeah.
Good, Eli. What's your question or comment?
So cold fusion, is that going to be sped up now that 2012 is
yeah.
being sped up?
Yeah. You've got oil price, you know, oil's going way up. Somebody in China not going to be able to use it. They need oil. So they're going to need an alternative energy. Plus, there'll probably be some kind of miasma there, a problem in Middle East. And basically, oil's going to be cut off from Saudi Arabia. China then will look to alternative energy systems. And they'll be the breakthrough country to bring in cold fusion. And my team already has a patent, and we're setting that up.
Yeah.
Why do you laugh there?
Well,
maybe
it's true.
Yeah, yeah. You're learning. You're laughing and you're learning.
I don't know what cold fusion is, but you know, it's like...
You don't know, did you say?
No, I don't know if you actually have a concept of what it is, but I remember listening. You know.
I've written about it since 1996. Look at my essay, Up There for Humanity. It's based on how Zappa, the Church of Genius, were John the Baptist for that environment, and I was the only one who was perceptive enough about it. So that's the essay, Up There for Humanity. Spells that out. The meaning of cold fusion.
Up the Orphiganic. First published in the magazine that established The Simpsons yeah. and raised all the punks in L.A., Flipside.
There's still tons of petrochemicals. Even if, like, guar, which is the biggest thing in Saudi, runs dry, they're finding more. Don't even count Alaska. Right. Count all those over Siberia and Mongolia. And then on top of that, what about all the methane hydride that when you go about 1,500 feet off the coast of any coast in this planet, you find this frozen methane suspended in the bottom of the ocean.
You're citing facts. Facts have nothing to do with the TV landscape. It's prearranged for cold fusion to come through. So even though there's all these other situations that can be used, we're using this crisis to bring in. So we're using the general meme on TV that there's a war and oil's being blocked and Saudi Arabia doesn't have it. We don't go into Alaska and all the other stuff. We just present this and then we solve it. Create the disease,
yeah,
not for the cure.
Yeah.
Hegelian.
But even along those lines, it's the old classic thing is, don't look over there,
yeah.
don't look over there, don't look over there, and eventually everybody looks over there, meanwhile yeah. everything is going on over
That's
there.
A meme. That's how you create a meme.
Right. And eventually, even with whatever meme you're presenting, it's going to come out that, yes, there are still many said resources, so they must be used. You know, even if it was in 2213 or whatever, somebody's going to say, hey, but what about all this methyl hydride off the coast of every single...
Right. You know, there's other technologies coming out of Switzerland that are coming in. You know, this is the most creative part of human history. There's an incredible amount of stuff being invented right now. You know, the Moore's Law is down to like every 6 minutes we've doubled our knowledge. And you double your knowledge if you come up with something like cold fusion. You triple it or whatever. It moves into the reason the Mayan calendars stop is that their cyclical knowledge based on friction systems, which is what humans experienced for millennia, they saw that there was something beyond friction. They didn't know what it was. They didn't know how to calibrate it. That's cold fusion, a frictionless energy battery. More energy comes out than goes in. No friction, no decreasing of the friction.
Doesn't that just break basic thermodynamic?
Yes.
Well, who created that dynamic in the first place?
Right.
An observation based on what? Suspect sources. Yeah. People have a vested interest in controlling the way we thought. It has to be that, look, if I don't want you to know something, I want to keep you within the system, I'm gonna command and control the educational system that says this cannot happen. Whereas all of these new technologies, FBI seizes all of Tesla's stuff when he dies. The guy who publishes Infinite Energy magazine was beaten to death by two thugs. They've always known. And the 2012 calendar, I think they did know, but I think that the 2012 conceivers saw human experience the way you and I would watch a man reading a book walking towards a wall, and you shout to the guy, hey, you're walking towards a wall. He's like, no, I'm not. He looks around, but he never looks beyond the book. Then he walks into the wall. Well, how the fuck did you know that? It's like, how the fuck didn't you know that? Those are the 2012 guys. They see where the wall is, and they know, and it's not a wall, but it's a cycle. The guy's going to end up back where he started from. That there is a lifespan to deception, a.k.a. the me.
Don't talk about them. One of them is in the room. Me. We're the ones who set up this stuff decades
and
ago.
Just the fact that we,
I'm in the room here. You're talking to someone. There's a bodyguard in this fucking room, so don't try anything.
Alan, get to work.
That's a chemical body.
But the fact of the matter is we end up by default also becoming part of that body.
Well, see, the internet is 24/7, no friction.
Right, exactly.
It's the software intimation mining of the hardware fact of cold fusion. The effects precede the causes. The last 150 years has been software, electric software, becoming more and more frictionless for everybody. It arrives with the internet, and then it will flip, using the tetrahedral process, into a frictionless hardware. So the Android meme predicts and acts out what's coming with cold fusion. Do you think we didn't know that 25, 30 years ago?
I think we knew it 100. When you see hieroglyphs of Egyptians carrying giant light bulbs into the fucking pyramids, you know something had to have been going on. There's a vested interest in controlling what people know. The Catholics, a.k.a. the Romans, sealed off that part of ancient history, then the English sealed off that part of ancient history, the Americans sealed that, and at some point, all the sealing off, the human being goes, wait a second, there's a whole lot of sealing going on here,
but
they're releasing.
Here's the pattern. No society or elite could stop the evolution of human in general. The extension of the ear through language, the extension of the eye through writing, the extension of the kinetic muscles through machines, the extension of the tactile through electric media, then the extension of the planet through satellite. Look, it's a step-by-step, technologically determined cycle, and that led to the erosion of all forms of authority.
Except for, well, all forms of authority except the very authority of the existence of the technology.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is the more imminent the technologies become, some of us, the more aware we become, the heavier the clothing, the more you want to get naked.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is, let the satellites come on, let the chips come on. At some point, I'm going to run screaming into the woods, and there will still be a few woods left. Somebody said something really interesting. Remember, it's a big planet. There's a guy I know, another tinfoil hat person like the rest of us, hangs out at the novel, and he said something very, like a lot of people say, interesting things. He said one thing that stood out. He goes, you know, I took a train trip across Russia, from one end, from the west to the east. He says, you know what I noticed? There are there's several thousand miles where nobody lives.
Mm.
And it's just open, it's forest. It's like Garden of Eden. He says, there's nobody there. So the illusion is meant for the cities, for the concentration, for we are the moths to the flame. And the technology is the flame. At some point, the moths are going to catch on and just flee. And then, you know, start all over.
McLuhan said in the 60s that cities were concentration camps. And you could put the whole population of the world in a small part of Canada and run a THX 1138 situation.
It's funny you mentioned the population of Canada, because it's a very interesting phenomenon that's kind of a reverse of the technology, and yet it also employs aspects of the technology. The Kumbh Mela is the largest gathering of humanity on the planet. It's a Hindu festival.
Right.
And the only thing that knocks it out, the Guinness World Book of Records, is the next Kumbh Mela. And And somebody mentioned that on the first bathing date, which, by the way, is a date that various Hindu sects have fought bloody wars over, when the sadhus gained the right to run in the river first, on the first bathing date of the Kumbh Mela, 30 million people step into the Ganges in one day, and they have to mention, by the way, 30 million, the population of Canada. Mm. That's an interesting return. Yeah. Yet it's the very opposite in a way, and yet it's also the basis for the cycle of tricking people into this meme center. You create, you throw a party, have everybody come, and then close the doors behind them and say, okay, now we're really going to get some work done.
So the doors were closed by the printing press. It wasn't without the printing press newspaper, you wouldn't have concentrated cities and then the railheads. Chicago and them were railheads. So the printing press created the city dynamic in the intensity of the industrial era. Then the discarnate came in and scattered the city to the magnetic city was.
But it just made the city bigger by making it
and
a discarnate
tinier
city.
And tinier.
But there's also
tiny city.
Right, but
inside subquantum.
But also in the dispersal by expanding the city and returning it to the microcosmic, you end up back with a village environment where people get to say, well, wait a second, I can unplug from everything and go for a walk in the woods and eat herbs that will leave me both astrally and chemically enhanced, and I think actually exclude the televisual and the chip or return them to the Shili option.
No, you can't. Satellite goes around. You can't escape the satellite. That's why the Aborigines have to deal with us. That's why their astronology, as sacred as it is, like the Mayan calendar, is being adjusted by the general efforts of general humanity in making this predetermined evolution of technology.
But I would glorify and maybe even stick up for them and say that they probably have a back door to that is both...
To the astrobody. They're experts and geniuses on the astrobody. But the thing is...
You can always leave to the astrobody. The astrobody.
Yeah, that's right. Now, you're saying that you could leave. We will be able to leave when we have cold fusion batteries. That's when visual space finally disappears.
Well, but I can also leave now. I mean, if I head into the woods and pick a few mushrooms and a few herbs and a few cacti...
You'll end up like Bruce, especially. Why that one medium?
It's not one medium, it's the source of all media.
No, not anymore. We're replacing it with what we're getting here. Read the definition on the paranoid website. I am the main characters are aspects of my personal biography, then systems that I talk about. I have several levels, the autobiographical, the collective matrix means, all embedded in that thing. And I had nothing to do with the movie.
But you must also know to incorporate the idea that you know there are going to be bodies that the matrix is going to automatically puke up because you can't digest it.
That's right.
And it won't be Neo debating with the architect because he out-architects the architect. He constructed the architect to say that to him. So he can say, fuck you to the architect.
Once that's after going through six times. Remember, this is a sixth time going through the cycle. In the movie, the sixth time he's confronted the architect.
And
you look at my chart, it's six levels.
What if that's a lie?
It is a lie. Everything always is a lie in terms of verbal communication and matching of truth.
And beyond
it's limited.
It is limited. Right.
We are so integrated now. Cosmic awareness said the original separateness on the spirit plane, which was called Rai, returned to essence in January 67. Now think of that. If you're going to believe that, then you're going to look pretty nutty. But it actually happened, and all of our technology has mined that fact since January 67, that there's no separateness between the death plane and this and between us. We are so unified that the only way we can communicate is to talk to ourselves, and that's what the White House represents. It does not, beginning with Reagan, talk to anybody else.
Well, what about that? What do you say? I know what I say. You might even know what I say, and I should probably know what you say. Well, what about the nature of the monastic, the Zen Buddhists, the forest-dwelling naked Hindus, the guys in the Greek monasteries that predate Christianity, where they know all this, they know to just kind of sit it out.
Yeah, that's the astrobody. But what's interesting, they sat it out in a position of detachment. Now you can't. Nobody is in a position of detachment now. The original human consciousness and spirit has disappeared. We are that fused. You don't believe that. That's okay. Not okay, but for you it's okay.
Right.
For you it's okay, but not okay. Don't believe
it. No, wait, Bob, he taught me American Zen. One, don't believe anything.
Yeah.
Two, keep an open mind. Three, take nothing personal.
Yeah. Which is in a book called American Zen, I should
yeah.
say.
Right. Who's that? E.J. Gold?
I don't know the name. No, it's a recent guy, but he gave away the book in the ad for the book, so I'm not going to buy the book. The three precepts of American Zen are take not keep a completely open mind, don't believe, which is something I came up with on my own, as everybody should, and somebody else did, and take nothing personally. That's it.
And
that's
good.
And then add Bob knowledge.
And then add Bob knowledge. Well, we knew this.
Yeah, we all knew. Everybody knew I was coming.
Okay, we're closing up. Oh, no, go ahead, Chief.
Could you comment more on the subject of uploading?
What's that? No, I don't know what you mean by that. You have to tell me. Yeah, I want to know what images you're identifying with that word. What are the images in your mind?
It's all what's happening in the Matrix. It's taking the carbon brain and transferring it into space.
Right, which is a metaphor.
It's the brain of the bat, it's Cartesian.
And that began with radio environment, right? And then it shrunk till now it's stuck. So you're uploaded personally more and more with your iPhone. You're constantly getting tired.
But it's actually about the idea that human life can be eternal.
Yeah.
That we could actually, program.
You mean the chemical body?
Yes,
our chemical body. You mean the chemical body would be immortal?
I think so, yes.
Well, I'm a good example of that. I'm probably a prototype. I probably won't die. There's hope. So I know a lot. I am uploading.
Just trying to get. You know, I like that hype.
I am a fucking miracle. Dig it. Yeah, and study it. Yeah, we all are.
Good.
But we need to update our images of what we are made up of. Think of that. We need to update our images of what we are made up of. That's what I'm helping with you with.
It's funny, like when you say you're a miracle, you're just all miracles. It reminds me of the old thing. We're all equal, but some of us are more equal than others. Some of us are more miracles than others.
Yeah, because some people don't have the image repertoire to manipulate that person when push comes to shove. So I'm giving you the weapons to help deal with those that are attempting to manipulate their elitism in relation to you, their monopoly on immortality.
You nonconformists are all alike.
All right. Wait. She's the first timer. All right.
First timer. My question is just an understanding of what the green movement, what category that would fall under. Because I'm thinking, hearing you this first time, that would be a chemical body issue.
No, astral body.
It's an astral body.
Yeah, it's the divination of the first energy. It's a first nature. It's a divinization of what we think we came from, nature. And that's the putting astral body imagery into what we thought through Darwinian science was limited to matter.
And that's an old way of thinking.
Yeah, that's the chemical body. Okay. So the bodies are merging. So environmentalism or green is putting the astral body into the chemical body. And a lot of cultures can understand that because it brings East and West together, but they're all missing the TV body. See, it's always originally a landscape, then the chip is a landscape, and as they shrink, they become a little thing attached to you. So we're actually getting bigger than the Matrix. The Matrix is nostalgia for when it was bigger than us in the 70s and 80s. There is no Matrix anymore. We are meeting one another now with all these four bodies, and it's hard to determine what level we're going to match with or what. You know what I mean? If you think you're immortal, what am I going to tell you? Then I bring in the TV body, and that factor, that deals with what we say to each other when we're forced to talk to each other. And then we have to deal with the media that's impinging on you all the time anyways. So we need a new, what McLuhan said, a new grammar for this. He talked about the old massive media landscapes, grammar for that. Now they've all shrunk and disappeared. We need a grammar for how we talk to each other and what we're referring to.
Are there people working on that now, or are we just inventing, like,
Well, the people are all, the fads are the invention. Like, rap is a response. Hip-hop's a response to that. The grinding is a response. You know why kids grind? Did I bring that up tonight?
No.
Yeah, in Canada, grinding, which came from discos, in high schools, the girls dance like this. They rub their bum up against the young student's dick, right? This is how they dance in high school. So the chaperones, boomers, are going fucking nuts. It's like brothel behavior right in high school. And I witnessed that when I was in Halifax. So why is that happening? These kids interface, do volunteer ESP constantly. They go to MySpace or Facebook. They're interacting their faces all the time, but it's four levels of face, four bodies. That's their work, is processing information daily, 24/7. How do they get a break from that? What's the recreation? Well, dance, not facing each other. See how it's a release mechanism. So the very technology creates the retrieves the New Orleans fad of grinding.
It's like when you explained why the kids were wearing the baseball hats backwards.
Yeah. I can't remember so long. Right. I can't remember what the explanation was. But it was appropriate.
It was really adult trust.
Yeah.
It was really,
so
go ahead.
I don't know if you heard last week on Larry King. Not that Larry King is all this or that, but the British government outed all the UFO stuff from the 80s on up. And
when did that happen? 2 years ago or now?
This was just last week on Larry King. And they had some major people like Colonel saying, yes, we have seen anomalies. We cannot account for what they are or may be. Then they also had some rather high-ups in the military here saying much the same. And they went on to show a lot of these video anomalies. What is your take on this? I assume if there are elsewheres that they have full knowledge of cold fusion or things we can't even fathom yet.
Well, I've done a lot. I spoke at Mesquite, Nevada in a UFO Congress, and I laid that all out somewhere. Maybe you can get the videotape from them, but I did it once and they wanted me back. I said, no, I'm not talking you nuts anymore. This is what I said. Let's see if I'm right in 25 years. Now, Evan Ray went ecstatic about 2 years ago when she read in the New York Times the scientific verification of what I had said, a small detail. But she says, and she interviews on Roy of Hollywood show. Interviews the kook all the time. She knows them all, knows all the theories. She says none of them have had any scientific evidence. This is before what you're just talking about. So 2 years ago, she saw this, 3 years ago, this article. So this is the first one ever proves scientifically something that someone said and happened to be Bob. Now, what I said is that 27,500 BC, the Boudians altered our wrist and our jaw. If you alter the jaw and the teeth, you actually affect the whole body, and it affected our hip, so we could walk erect at that point. That alteration created a subconscious of what we call being human, the meta level, the reflective, the willful level that animals don't have, and then that created media. So they've been interacting with civilization for thousands of years. What was their goal? In 6,000 BC, they needed to mate with some humans that would relate to them so they could mate, and they wanted to change their structure. So they created this human body that could alter their structure, so they made little Boudian human combination bodies, and they took it back to the Boudians, a new kind of Boudian structure because of the mixture. That was their purpose. They then withdrew for a while. Now we're moving into the space age. They did move cultures together at one point, took Chinese over to Mayan, had them all meet about 3,000 years ago, maybe no, 2,000 years ago. And that's why you have the dragon image over in China and in Mayan culture all over the place. That was the agreed upon image of the UFO.
What about the moon rabbit?
Well, that's a subset. I'm just giving you a general trend. So now they're here and they're wondering whether to alter us or not again. But
why would they bother?
Because
what is so special about this ball of blue and gray?
We're all something. They give us the opportunity. The prime directive idea that they will never interfere is bullshit. Trust the Android meme and make a meme out of bullshit. They want to help us or talk to us. They like to communicate. We're candidates for it. We may not make it. They're thinking, should we just give up on them or alter them or hope maybe they will get through? So the Boudians are the ones that you're seeing. They're the ones that make some of the crop circles. The ones that are based on energy, not the
sun.
Yeah. So my take is that the Boudians will leave a device on one of the international spaceships, space stations up there.
Similar to 2001?
Similar, but it won't be a obelisk. It will be a device. And I've said this in 1999, so we'll see if I'm right. And it'll say, press here and talk. That'll happen. And look what we got in the cell phone. Talk, press and talk. And that was said in the 1970s. That's when the prediction was made. And that's what I've used as a template. So that will be the communication. And when they come, it's going to be tremendous. But they're waiting for us to implement cold fusion. Because if they come before cold fusion, then they help us. We'll never feel that we did it. Broke through the thing. So we need to have the vanity of we did something for ourselves and broke out of our historical problem.
You need to ride the bicycle with the training wheels on
out and have them balanced before you take them off.
Right. And once we do cold fusion, say about 2020, 2025, they're going to show up and stimulate it. And what the geneticists will ignore for 150 years, another Bob prediction, is the fact that they altered our genetic structure. That will make our genetic knowledge incomplete until we recognize that.
Do you remember the film The Lathe of Heaven?
The what?
The Lathe of Heaven.
No, I don't think I saw that. What?
It's funny, it's a book by Ursula Le Guin, a famous, respected science fiction fantasy writer, a brilliant mind, who herself is the product of two anthropologists.
And a fan and friend of McLuhan.
In the basic way of
heaven,
in the basic, the plot of The Lathe of Heaven is, disturbed young man goes to shrink. Shrink uses hypnosis, gets him to the point where he can say key word and he goes into deep hypnotic state. He is the Lathe of Heaven because when he goes into REM sleep, his dreams become the next waking reality, not just for him, but for the world.
It's like Lawnmower Man is what I think of. Remember that movie?
The ironic point of that movie is only the shrink is aware of it. Even the kid isn't aware of it. So if it's a separation.
But no, the kid becomes aware of it. And what's the interesting thing is, at the end, you get mysterious sort of beetle-like alien coming and makes everything better.
Right. Now listen to this. That you're talking about him having a dream, his chemical body may be tapping into the astral body or some parts of the chemical body if you don't believe in the astral body. I'm the first to interact with the android meme and media psychic behavior. What I do ends up in the media, not in for, unless you mean that when you say reality. Do you include the TV and chip landscape? That's been my fate. Not psychic with people and bodies. Though that might be there. I'm primarily a prototype of being psychic with the media, which the kids are becoming more involved with, the indigo kids, because it shrinks and then they get more intimate on a voluntary ESP level. So we're getting kids who respond to my talk about xenarchony because they know that's what they're going into and I'm the artist of that, quote, the paradigm designed it.
The indigo children?
Yeah.
Like
that's an urban myth.
Yeah.
Well, it's there, but that's the urban term, right?
But the indigo children is really just, in fact,
the corpus callosum expanded.
Well,
that's all it is.
More importantly, I think it's a return to, it's nothing that isn't presaged in all the shamanic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, everything that these kids show is something that cultures, tribal cultures have exhibited since the dawn of time, since before we kind of fell.
What changed that? Return. What cut us off from that valid historical thing was the phonetic alphabet and writing. Moved us in the left hemisphere, which was a necessary thing to get us out of the tribal intermesh of merged non-identity. We get a little individuality, which is the Christian soul caused by the effect of the phonetic alphabet as a visual reflection in the brain. Now we've come back to the electric merger, and now we have to juggle what is left from the visual legacy. That's our dilemma.
Yeah, the Chinese, which you kind of alluded to, are a little bit separate and above all that. They have a pictographic system.
They didn't go alphabetic. But they did 20 years ago, and now they become aggressive and are acting out a 19th century mentality.
And also, interestingly, it's known in classical linguistics. I've read recently just a little sub-snippet, but it's very real, apparently. The Chinese language is known not to be composed of words. They're not called words. They're called morphemes.
Yep.
And
they're not phonemes.
Yeah.
So there's a lot you can go into, but it melts pretty quickly under these conditions. When we leave, we all got to go into our different three other bodies, and the whole landscape and economics. What?
I got to plug my body back in the matrix.
But you will keep bumping into me now that you've met me.
Because the mind is there.
Yeah, because I'm the kid making the reality. I don't mean that. It's just a fact. I mean, Joyce was a genius for his time. Zappa was a genius for his time. All right. Genius is just guys assigned to pick up that level of mutation. That was my role, apparently. But it's a different world now. We don't need geniuses. But at least I'm aware of that. That's why they call me a sub-genius.
Sally Clark's Chocolate of Men, where the children eventually just evolve on the planet, and the Boothians, if you will, take them by. Is that something that resonate?
Well, every thought is relevant. Anything we can think is a kind of a reality. I'll tell you an interesting thing. The Evergreens, Michael Blake Reed's third wife became a good friend of mine. I didn't know the previous wife, who did the Evergreens for Michael as medium guide from 74 to 85. Ellie was my friend 85 on. And one day, I would let her interrupt my reading with something that came out, because I gave the most interesting readings, because I bring in things. Like Jerry said, we didn't finish. That was a thought we didn't finish. I knew it would come back. He said that Michael got bored. Well, Michael, for most people, he's dreaming. His brain, chemical brain, is dreaming what's going on, even though he's, quote, dead. And so when he wakes up in the trance, you ask him his impressions. You find out what he dreamt. And for most people, he's dreaming car crashes, because people come and want to talk to their loved ones, right? That's the main people may use. But I brought in knowledge. Now, what did, why did I bring that up? So I was bringing in knowledge. What did you say?
Oh, I was trying to get to R.C. Clarke.
Just say the words.
Evolution, Boolean, Kidney of the Children, Indigo Children.
Not too far back. What was I? I was talking about Michael. Oh, yeah, yeah. So Ellie, one day she interrupted the reading and said, so where's, I'm a secretary in Chicago. What's that doing? And I didn't know what that meant. And then after the reading, I said, what were you referring to? He says, well, everybody say we have, every thought we have becomes a reality. And actually, it's all happening anyways. Every potential point you could have made in your life and didn't go, even though you didn't go there and you went there, that is sort of a shadow thing that's existing. So she told me she had like four other lives going on. One of them, based on decisions that she didn't make, she didn't go there, but there were potential there. She's a secretary in Chicago. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I asked in the next reading what other lives of me are going on. And they said, well, yeah, if Carol hadn't married you, you'd be an accountant in San Francisco. And that's happening as a bland situation. That's interesting. Now, I brought that up for a reason. Okay, that was an example of what? What would, now we go back to what
emergency.
You asked.
Choice.
What?
Choice.
Yeah, but you asked something. That, this, what I just said is an answer to what you asked, but I can't remember what it was.
Do you remember?
I remember, but I can't tell you.
One of
yeah.
these guys
are...
One doesn't remember the answer, one doesn't remember the question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the point is that there's...
No, everything's okay.
Yeah, other factors going on in your life. I don't know why I brought this up, sorry.
It will come up, but yeah. Bob, let's end with who are the brain police? And why did Frank have to ask that question?
And why?
Is it worth
and why, when Bob Marshall asked him who are the brain police, he said, I'm still working on that. He wouldn't answer it, because that was the key question. That's what we call the drama of cognition. You know, what, the chicken and egg? Who are the, am I, if you bring in astral body knowledge, then I set this all up and it already happened and it's going to happen regardless of my chemical body's will. Okay, that's one form of the brain police. Another point is genetic conditioning, the biological factor. That's a brain police, what you inherit from your parents. And there's a new medical treatment called Total Biology. Look into that, totalbiology.ca. It's Finnegan's Wake applied to medicine. It's pretty interesting. So that shows you the chemical, biological control of yourself. Then you bring in TV manipulation in the Orwellian sense, the content of TV. That's another traditional, well-known form of, since 19th century interpretation, but that's a well-known form of TV landscape brain police. Then there's the chip body landscape. What the hell is that? Is that HARP? That's subliminal stuff coming through your TV screen? There's all kinds of, or are you being abducted? There's all kinds of fluid scenarios in the chip body as brain police. I say juggle all four as potential facts that they are there, dot, dot, dot. Huh. Keep listening. Keep paying attention. Then you'll find out who the brain police are. And you know, what would I say? The chartered accountant in San Francisco part of myself will say, well, that's obviously Bob. According to our books, it balances out. A plus B equals C. It looks like it's Mr. Dobbs, according to our records.
Of course, the ultimate thing to say to the brave police is just to pull on them what Obi-Wan Kenobi pulled on the Stormtrooper.
So the present brain.
yeah,
the chip. Can you say it again?
Well, the ultimate thing you want to be able to do with the brain police is to do what Obi-Wan Kenobi does with the stormtroopers outside the cantina. He says, these aren't the droids you're looking for. And the brain police, who are really just police, you know, who need a brain, he provides them the brain, and he reroutes their policing, gives them what they want to hear, and they move on.
Right. So the subtle brain police factor in the chip body, what did he say?
He said something like subtle cognitive therapy.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this is subtle one. The brain police action of the chip body is it makes kids free feel that they're not propagatable anymore, that they're free from media. It's smaller than them.
Right.
So the kids can make their own media and project their own, quote, simulation of Rai. That is the seduction of the chip body, that you are free of the media. So that's a very subtle
stage.
That's
funny you mentioned, because on the cover of a free magazine, and the free magazines, you know, which represent freedom and leukemia, are some of the most ad-driven things on the planet. And as we watch words like independent and alternative become the very source of commodification, there's now a new attempt to throw it out there. And if you look at the cover of Campus Circle, which comes through the colleges where the youths go through, where they are allowed to engender their own concept of being free, it says, don't call us hipsters anymore, which was the latest commodification, call us pro-ternative. Well, that's the most blatant attempt at leading commodification I've ever seen since the beginning of when Band Magazine put out an issue. Band Magazine put out an issue, which is one of the great free magazines of back at the beginning of the whole alternative movement, whatever that was, in the 90s, and there was a chart in the center of the magazine of all the great musical venues in Los Angeles, and every single one of them, it gave them in pure graph form, name, address, phone number. And I swear to you, I remember the number to this day, a minimum of 95 of the 100 venues listed. What do you think the first word they listed to describe the music that they played? Alternative. Mm-hmm. Alternative to what? 95% of you. I said, it's over. You've done it. You've destroyed the word. But you've also created this thing, which is the blah-ha-ha of commodification. They won. And now that they're hooked in, but conversely, commodification gets brought down. Because just as the underground comes up, the commodification has to come down. And once again, you know, the good and the bad meld, and you're back to that Tai Chi rotating
symbol
again.
So since we're so subtly free, under two-party conditions, we can now be Bob cult members as an art form, putting on the old Orwellian form of acting like a cult, but doing it consciously and knowing it's only one quarter of yourself.
We're better cult members than the guys who originated.
That's right, that's right. The cults, the earlier cults I formed, which were failures, now I'm offering a better cult, more improved, based on knowledge developed over the last 30 years. So go forward and spread the word of Connie.
And that's why we continue this discussion even when Bob leaves the LA area. The first Monday of every month at the Venice Public Library, it's called the Marshall McLuhan Finnegan's Wake Reading Club, but we discuss. We don't read, really. We sort of fake read. And then the MOM meetings over at Blankenship are meetings on media or meditations on media.
Mob. Meetings on Bob.
So it's MOB. So because as we learned from Bob, mafia starts with mom because the women really run the world, but they let the men think they run the world.
Yeah.
And Fia means daughter, so it's mothers and daughters.
Oh, that's good. So let's ask everyone if they can to help put the chairs away and thank Bob with a standing ovation. Yeah. All right, Bob. And especially thank all of you, because like Joyce, here comes everybody. Yeah. But it wasn't just Bob, it was all of you.
So you can't go?
Yeah, just as far as I can go, that's fine. And it's, as long as it's not in the picture, we're fine.
Okay, so we're rolling there. You don't need this anymore, though? You might be there. Mm-hmm. There? Say shopping for property.
Oh, from this?
No,
from my nose, yeah. No. Okay. So I actually should be on this side. You're rolling?
Not yet. So, Jared, can I mention the name McLuhan? You want that in there?
McLuhan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You want that in there?
Oh, yeah, you can mention McLuhan.
Mark, thank you.
I'm going to come back and check on you guys in like 30 minutes.
Super.
If for some reason you really have to take a break, you know how to hit it.
Oh, why don't we just show me which one?
This is record on and off. Red button. When I press record,
it's recording.
It's recording. Time is moving.
So we're moving right now.
Yep.
We can just go.
No, you can. Can you keep that open though?
Or is that? I'm ready. Battery backs here.
Okay.
Go like that.
But all the way should be shut. All the way down. Not take that up.
As soon as you see it in there.
Okay. Thanks, man. I'll come back and check on you.
Super.
Thank you.
Ready.
Do it.
You like that?
Huh?
Oh, I think if you like that.
That would be better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Better for this one?